Scrape every morning. That is just crazy. That's just crazy. Okay. Got into writing because people don't want to hear me speak. I don't remember how my parents backed out. I don't think I was speaking much. Pretty quiet then. I don't know if I lost it. If it started to get back. I have no idea. Or if it's just, but yeah, I did certainly notice, or I certainly remember now, that my children really don't like to hear me talk, so. I was getting to the point to where I was saying, you know what, it's not most kid. Nobody should be listening to you. Ah. Heck. Anyway, so. You kind of notice it when you haven't had it for a little while, huh? The smells and all that fun stuff, yeah. I don't know. Well, I would imagine that's a heater. I guess that's why I write more than I talk, although you wouldn't think that anymore. But some ways. There's the frozen back there. Oh, stupid dog trying to fight a car.
Yeah, there it is.
So, yeah. Are you wanting to hit them?
No.
Okay, just checking. She, you know, like, being on the other side of the road, it's like, we should be taking to another country, or she's got a death wish, one or the other. I love you.
He looks like he's moved or something.
I see. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. just worried about two or three things, that's all. I don't have my lunch.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, my doggies. I put dogs in kind of the category of things that end up being. You know, it's good for companionship, but people make better companions for dogs. Well, I don't know if they're better. They make more authentic companions for dogs.
Well, what
is happening? Maybe, eh?
Hey,
well, they'll slowly start wandering in. My spring break is next week, sort of. Technically, this is my spring break, just grade and stuff. Because, yeah, there's nothing to grade this week so far. So, I don't
know. Oh, come on, you little bear. No, come over here.
To come up with a different venue for my writing. I think I'm not getting read very much from just throwing it up on Facebook and having people come over from that. It's not going well. It was doing better before, but then I think I've alienated everybody. One time or another. This is what happened. Oh, okay. Oh, so he can come up to the thing and apparently he's been, the only way I know what you're thinking, Matt, is to read it in your journal letters. That's the only way I know how Matt feels, if he doesn't express it otherwise. That's okay. You gotta know. If you wanna know what Matt's feeling, read his stuff.
Did you
let us go to my family? I don't know. The mom left, as far as I know. I don't know. You can go back and look and see who it gets sent to. Yeah. And one of the reasons I know that Matt's all excited about getting his own space, having his own place. Yeah, Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom's in favor of that, too. For other reasons. Crunch, crunch.
Yeah.
Well, I tell ya. So yeah, I think I need to find another. Advertising. Venue. Facebook just isn't cutting it. And in Facebook not cutting it, luckily I'm getting into a situation, at least in Tewkesbury branch for the moment. Proto Ward, the Tewkesbury Proto Ward, right? To, just drop off Facebook altogether and just say, you know, it's kind of a pain in the butt. I can get Brenna to use something else. That's what I think I use it for. It's called Brenna. I could get her off of there. I wouldn't have it at all. Well, but maybe not. Nobody reads my stuff on Facebook. It's like, well, who cares? Then you can put up anything you want to on Facebook. Nobody's reading it. Nobody's reading it. So might as well just keep on keeping on. Yeah. Facebook people just fool around. That's what everybody wants to do there anyway. Twitter seems to be the place of, you know, when everybody's mad, when everybody's going to get in trouble, it's not because something they post on Facebook, usually. It's something they put out on Twitter, huh? That seems to be the thing. Facebook ends up being the replacement for your old web page. Everybody uses that. You can do it.
Yeah, I'm seeing more cars in the parking lot, sir.
Yeah, kids are back. Kids are back.
Trash.
Way over there.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be back. Sorry. Okie doke. Hi.
Hey.
I'm back. Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know. I'm wondering, Google Plus, which was another social network that I was using just because it came to being easy because I was on Google, it seemed like when it was operating, I was getting quite a few hits. But as soon as they said, okay, we're getting rid of Google Plus, I mean, there's a little vestiges of it left. But anyway, all of a sudden now, it's like, nobody's reading stuff. Well, they were quite a bit, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, wow. And I mean, I did absolutely zero to try to gain any cachet with Google Plus. I just basically had it. I spent one day, maybe 10 minutes connecting with a few things. And that was it. But you know, get in the conversation, you go, alright. I don't. Yeah, look at him. That he's got a really good beard. Oh, look, he's digging. He's digging. Look at that. He's going to dig it and bury it. Uh-oh. Our evil's going to make his life miserable. Where'd I put that stuff? Where'd I put that stuff? I swear it was right here. Dave! Just people would straighten up. I could find my stuff again. Seems like God's plagues are pretty general, you know? If there's evil, all the crap he does kind of rains down on the good, too. So you think. Like when Christ finally came to the Nephites, or the people in America, do you think there really was only 2,400 righteous people? Or do you think that's always the only people who survived? I don't know either. I'm guessing probably not. It was probably, ooh, man, something really went after that bird. Demon cats?
Matt, can be all cats are demons.
That's okay. Pigeons are flying rats. So, I figure it's kind of the circle of life stuff, you know? Nobody's evil, nobody's good, just kind of doing what they do. So, anyway.
Well, let's get out of here. Go on, relax.
Okay, we're glad you went to bed.
There it is!
Ta-da!
How are you doing for time, gorgeous?
How do you
feel? Oh, yeah. What a good meal. I tell ya. Well, I've still got a couple of meals on my card. You just want to eat the leftovers yourself today, and I'll just go to the cafeteria.
Matt, do you want to eat the leftovers, or do you want to eat the salad?
I'm going to eat a tuna salad.
Oh. Okay. What does that mean? Oh.
Oh, what's
going on with that orange? What?
It's been up for a little bit, Matt.
They tell me to take it down at night. It's been up again once, and I saw the girl.
Yeah?
Putting it up here.
What's this supposed to mean?
Well,
this is all about, this is where you come to get condoms and abortions?
Yeah, down there at the health center.
Yeah.
So it's to help people find them.
Oh, it's a code. Because there's no writing on it. So it's like, yeah, if you get knocked up and you don't want to get pregnant, we'll help you. So I think that's the bulk of what they do. And it's like, okay. Marvelous. This is what we're teaching the kiddies. Got it. Is that why about half my class are single moms? Everybody's like, oh, you're so brave. And you're going, there's nothing brave about it. I says, yeah. I says, you got yourself in trouble, didn't you? And now you're making your child's life miserable, too.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, you know, society pats you on the head and tells you how wonderful you are. Perfect. I'm taking care of my kids. I go, well, can I be honest? I said, the government's taking care of your kids. And you're getting a lot of government help, too. And you go, and there's certain forces, the Democratic Party being the most in-your-face one, who loves that because when they say, hey, let's all be socialists, you're five square in favor of it. Five square, four square, 24, four corners, two square, not five. Five star, you're five star in favor of it. Yeah. You know, it's really easy. When everybody says, oh, there's some deep conspiracy, and you go, you know, this is maybe, but probably not. All these votes are easy. Says, this is not hard. People like free stuff.
Yes.
So they can find some way to get somebody else to give them free stuff. They'll say, hey, I'll support you. That's easy. And you go, yeah. And you go, but there's going to be something in return. You better not complain. Or if you do, we will castigate you, which is the worst thing that can happen in this world. They say bad things about you. Anyway, so yeah. It is chilly.
Yep. That's why my feet are cold. Bless me. I got a sweater on under my jacket.
Yeah.
And I got camo in my shirt.
Oh, God.
Plus my garments. So I've got, like, completely my garments. Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 layers.
Oh, my gosh.
And my thighs are a little chilly.
Are you exposed? Do you feel exposed?
A little bit.
Oh. That's not good.
But for the most part, it's mostly muscles.
And then 5 hours, if you go out,
I'll be dying.
You'll be dying
of
the heat.
It's fun that they can just me in the box.
Yeah. I find these point of interest maps really interesting. They
yep.
still say the road between Clovis and Corrales is State Highway 18,
yep.
which it hasn't been in over 25 years. And it's like, I'm pretty sure that they've refreshed this sign the last 25 years. Because they do get nasty after a while. I've seen some nasty ones that haven't been replaced.
Yep.
And you're going, so they replaced it
with the old information.
With the old information. And you're going, so if somebody were to actually follow your map, they wouldn't know what to do. That's right. They go with what?
I can't find anything. Where is it? Where is it?
And the Clovis didn't even have old 18 or something like that.
And that poor guy, Mark, you know, he couldn't find Arkansas because all he could find was Kansas.
Well, it doesn't make a lot of sense. How come Arkansas is spelled the way it's spelled?
Yeah.
Named after a guy who couldn't speak properly. What?
Arkansas.
Arkansas? Yeah. It was like, oh, there it is. Look at that one.
He had that map. He couldn't do that.
Oh. Oh boy. Anyway. We've had some rough times. Well, She wants the sun.